Hello, everyone, and welcome back again to the Revenue Podcast. I'm your host, Kara French. Thanks for joining us today. Make sure you visit our webpage at www.billingplatform.com/podcast to check out all of our many previous episodes. We are thrilled you're back and you've joined us again. And we are here talking with Morgan Stanton, Director of Product at Billing Platform, about all things revenue recognition, aka RevRec. Morgan, welcome back. I believe this is our second time on the podcast, or is this our third?
I think this is our third. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, we've met here before, but I don't know that we've taken this deep dive into RevRec, and we've got some exciting things that have been happening around that kind of at Billing Platform lately.
Yeah, we definitely have lots of exciting things here, especially in the last year. So I'm very excited to be talking about that today.
So before we kind of dive into sort of what's been going on our end, I do think it's important just for listeners that we set up a little bit about what is revenue recognition? What is RevRec? Let's just take a quick dive into it. Why is it so important for enterprise businesses for your monetization strategy to just have a real handle on this?
Yeah, definitely. So revenue recognition kind of at its base core is the reporting, financial reporting aspects of your monetization strategy, right? You have all of your revenue, your sales streams, all of that, and you need to capture that on your financial statements to report out to your investors, your owners, and track the company's progress throughout time. So that's RevRec at its fundamental foundation. So it's at the kind of tail end of that monetization strategy where you're capturing all of your results from an accounting perspective. Now, why is that an essential part of the monetization strategy? Well, it can either be a blocker to how your business can best monetize itself, or it can help facilitate and generate insights into how to better monetize. And you know, if your sales team, if your strategy team is saying, hey, we need to go to market with A, B, and C mechanisms, or packaging up your products in certain ways and structuring your sales contracts in certain ways, well, you need to make sure that you can recognize your revenue for that monetization strategy. And if you can't, then you can't really go to market effectively with that monetization strategy.
Right.
So that's
you
on
don't
the
have
side
the whole
of unblocking
picture there at all. Yeah.
Absolutely. And accounting teams are going to say, no, we can't go to market with that because we can't account for it. We don't have the ability. And so that could be and is a blocker for many organizations out there. Now, on the other side of it, how can it enable new monetization strategies that are even more optimized is providing insights on the tail end. Like, okay, we've gone to market with XYZ monetization strategies. What are the effective aspects of each of those? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? And you need data to provide insights into that. So a very streamlined and effective revenue recognition portion of your business can actually generate the information that the executive teams and strategy teams can use to say, okay, we need to adjust this, we need to adjust that. And if we pull those levers, it's going to maximize output and value for the business.
Yeah, I know we talk about monetization strategy all the time in this broad term, but RevRec is just a really essential component of that. And I think it's sometimes something that, you know, we're talking about billing and other things, you know, it's just such a key thing that just can't be overlooked.
Absolutely. It's a critical part of the ecosystem.
Yeah. So specifically for us at Billing Platform, we've had some recent revenue recognition sort of accolades that I hoped that you might be able to sort of take us through and expand on. So specifically, I want to talk about ISG Software Research. They announced their 2025 Revenue Recognition Buyer's Guide Leaders, and Billing Platform was ranked as the top vendor and sort of overall leader. So can you take me through the process? What was that like to be evaluated by ISG Software Research? And what does that honor mean?
Yeah. So first off, the honor means a lot to not just the product organization, but every organization within Billing Platform that has been working together as a team, pushing all in the same direction and pushing us forward, you know, aggressively. in such an effective manner, it means a lot to everyone here. So want to acknowledge that us as a company working together cross-functionally is the reason why we're even talking about this. So beyond that, the process of being evaluated, it's always, it's different with every different engagement for that. But ISG specifically, it was a great process, right? They dove very deep. We're very effective at getting to the crux of all of the criteria that they use. But at a high level, they have, a certain set of categories that they assess against. And within each category, they have different weights for different elements of that category. And then they deep dive into each, tiny little requirement, little thing, ground level aspect of that category. And they have questions to kind of direct the assessment, right? And then we go a level deeper there. We demo software they provide, very structured use cases there where, hey, we want to see this, we want to see that. We're going to, when you demo this to us, we're going to dig deeper into these aspects of it. So it goes down many, many levels throughout the assessment process, over weeks and weeks there, where the end result is, okay, the ISG has a very strong understanding of foundational components of the system, how it's configured, what's under the hood, and how we get from point A to B.
Right. And so while they were doing sort of that, deep dive into our solution, we received the highest scores, and check out all these categories: usability, customer experience, product experience capability, and TCO slash ROI out of 18 vendors. So that's amazing in and of itself. So kudos to the BP team. So what exactly, for all of those different categories, or maybe you want to do a sort of a broad interpretation, but what is it that differentiates billing platform and sets the standard so high, in terms of revenue recognition that we would be recognized as a leader?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that stands out is the assessment on the experience of using the platform. And we scored very high there. And I think what how we built our platform different from maybe most of our competitors is it is a platform, right? And that term means something to us, where we have a very configurable, extensible solution that in other parts of our product that our competitors are more rigid, let's say. So the end result from a kind of customer user experience perspective is we don't force our customers to fit their business process within our framework or
Right.
our flows, right?
It's
They
not so
define, hey,
rigid.
this is our business process. We need to automate our business process and facilitate it. And we want a solution that we can configure our business process onto, instead of saying, hey, you need to change your business process to fit within our system. And that has been extremely refreshing for our customers, where they know their business process. They have teams of people trained up, process documents, all of that, a very specific flow to keep their machine going. And to tell them, hey, you can keep that. Let's just automate these steps in that flow, results in a really, I would say, positive customer experience there, from the executive level all the way down to
Yeah.
your staff accounting team, your billing
Sure.
teams,
People that are going to
day to
actually
day.
adopt it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is there any sort of new technology that we're doing around revenue recognition in our own platform?
Yeah, so we've been continuing to build out our capabilities this last year, same as the year before that. But the arena we're getting into now is automating some of those much more complex processes that, again, were maybe maybe we could automate 80, 90% before, and now we're getting to 91, 92, 93% of the complex business cases that large public enterprise companies have. In the mid-market and lower market, revenue recognition a lot of times is much more simple. A lot of practical expedients are used to minimize overhead on accounting, but when you get into those large Fortune 500 companies, they have very sophisticated ways that they're recognizing revenue, that they've passed through with their Big Four auditors. They have policy accounting memos on all of the variability there. They have huge data sets they're pulling from different systems to drive all of it. So we've been focusing on pushing out, extending out our existing capabilities to take it from, level two, level three complexity to level four, level five complexity. So we have out of the box functionality to, point and click configure in those very sophisticated use cases. So that would, I would say, is kind of category number one of what we've been working on. And then category number two is almost the opposite side of the spectrum there, and that is streamlining the user experience, the usability, the intuitiveness of the UI, as well as intuitiveness of setting up, configuring automation. How can we make it easier to configure, less time to configure, and providing users with all of the relevant information and data on each screen throughout, their business flow. So tackling it from those two angles, supporting the super complex and making the system even easier and more intuitive to use. Those have been the big focuses for the past year.
Yeah, that's definitely key. As you know, you're sort of sitting there and thinking about revenue recognition and things like that. How can you evaluate its success? What are some of the best practices or guidance for just measuring the success of just the health, I would say, of your revenue recognition, like within your own monetization system today?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a few ways to measure, but I like to get down and talk to our customers that are on in the trenches, trying to close their books, trying to recognize revenue, and see from them, hey, like, is this product working for you? Is it helping you? Is it preventing fires for you? All of those aspects, and kind of the first thing that comes to mind is a customer that hey, they get acquired and they have to integrate their business with the company that acquired them. And obviously acquisitions a lot of times are very rocky, right? You have resourcing that gets dropped, people leaving the company. There's customers of ours out there that go through these events, and they're trying in the meantime trying to close their books, trying to
Right.
continue to recognize revenue. And in some cases, let's say half the accounting team either gets let go or leaves as a result of an acquisition like that. Well, now
Right.
you've got half your team that was working the system trying to close the books. They're gone in a blink of an eye. Can the system compensate for a risk like that and enable the business to continue operating, continue recognizing revenue and closing the books and doing it on time? And
Smoothly, yeah.
those types of stories from the field, I'm hearing, yes, your system actually saved us when we had half the team leave. We were able to close the books in the same amount of time because the system was doing XYZ for us. And those are the types of, that's the type of feedback I'm hearing saying, yep, okay, this is working. This is the definition of success for the types of risks that our system helps mitigate for our customers and our users.
Yeah, it's just about efficiency and keeping, at an enterprise level, keeping things robust and, providing them, with, like you were talking about earlier, the data that they need to continue to make really critical key business decisions.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I, we've talked a lot about RevRec today, Morgan, but I have you here. I love to put you on the spot while we've got you as a third time guest. So top three things, we're halfway through 2025. Your director of product, what are you seeing and hearing? Obviously, AI is the big buzzword. We're continuing to sort of lean into that, but as billing and monetization and everything is evolving, what are some of just give me a couple of things that you're seeing sort of trends right now and just things for revenue podcast listeners to be on the lookout for kind of upcoming for the latter half of this year.
Yeah, so AI.
We can't get away from it. It's everywhere, Morgan.
No, I think the strategy there is embrace AI, and I think the accounting and finance space is embracing it. Obviously, there's certain internal control risks and misstatement and error risks inherent in the AI topic, and it's all about approaching AI with the right view. What can it be used for to improve the process, and what should it not be used for? And I think as long as we have the right split between what it should and should not be used for, I think go full bore into AI. And we've been on the product side of the house, we've been defining that and attacking that with rigor. And I'm extremely excited to push the AI components of revenue recognition forward, and we can happy to talk about a little bit of that today on the direction if that's where we want to take it.
Well, I'm just curious too, because I remember we had talked last time and you were talking about the use of responsible AI, particularly with accounting and accounting standards. And just those are things that I know at Billing Platform that we take very seriously and consider when we're thinking about use cases for AI and how we want to build and continue to develop our platform and products.
So, for example, you do not want AI making decisions on how you recognize your revenue. That's a no-no.
Exactly.
There is an accounting standard out there. It is called ASC 606, and you need trained CPAs to define how you should be recognizing revenue in accordance with that standard. Hands down, full stop. Now, once that has been defined, and you have examples of, hey, here's our use case, here's our contract, and here's the output revenue recognition that we expect to be in accordance with our accounting policy that a CPA has defined. There are many opportunities to augment and speed up the process of configuring the system and testing and validating that you've configured the system in accordance with that accounting policy. And that's where we're heavily leaning into. In the implementation process or configuration process, you need to configure rules to generate revenue recognition schedules from your contracts. And that takes time. That takes, collecting requirements, that takes figuring out how the system works, configuring those rules, testing those rules, all of that. And that's where, what if you had an AI GL rule or revenue recognition rule configurator where you can feed it, here's the expected results I want to get. Here's the input contract. Please create a draft rule configuration for me that I can then test and validate. And instead of a user going in there and spending time configuring it, AI can generate a draft configuration for you. It's not defining the output. You've defined the output. It's now just saving the team time in configuring the system. And then beyond that, what if we had a real-time test and validation where you can pump through, once that's drafted, pump through more contracts and see the output, compare that to your accounting policy. So these are all things where the AI is not, or AI is not doing any decision-making for you. It's just speeding up a process where a human was having to, point and click things before.
Improving that, right.
Yes. And in that same vein, if it speeds up that process enough, well, now you have more time to do more testing and validation instead of saying, okay, we're going to configure this rule and then we're going to do some quick testing with five contracts and see if the output's good, before I go on to my next step. Well, now you speed it up so much where you can do 100% testing coverage because it's rapid testing, rapid feedback, where AI is helping you actually decrease risk instead of introducing new risk.
Yeah, I think it's just a really fascinating sort of balancing act. And I know that we're leaning into it, and I think it's great for us, great for our customers. And I'm going to ask you, Morgan, once we get a little bit farther down, to come back and talk to us about all the things we've got coming up, because it's not just AI that we've got coming out in terms of new, things with our product and platform. We've got other things that we're like RevRec and other things that we're just beefing up and could just continually improving. So it's definitely exciting times at Billing Platform for sure.
Absolutely. And then just one note on something that's not AI related that's coming down the pike. And that is, we've got allocation groups coming out. So revenue contract allocation groups, which facilitates kind of a more sophisticated revenue allocation operation within our revenue contract functionality. And so that's some of the more complex, sophisticated ASC 606 policies that public companies have. And since the whole platform is integrated in, it's not just adding, allocation groups to revenue contracts. It's going upstream and saying, okay, let's say we're getting order data ingesting in from Salesforce. Well, we need orchestration of taking that order data and not just creating revenue contracts now with products in them, but grouping those products in in a certain methodology there, and having the orchestration framework in the platform to do that.
Oh,
So,
wow.
and this is where the one platform, one data model approach becomes very valuable for us, because we're all on one platform. Order data comes in, billing starts getting generated, invoices start getting generated, revenue contracts get created, and all of this is happening at once. It's not doing the billing and then feeding data over in a connector. It's
Right.
happening in parallel, all at once, all connected. So you have your revenue contracts reconciled back to your billing, back to your orders, in real time, in one place. And so every time we add a new, piece of functionality on the revenue side, we're also adding the comparable functionality one level upstream, two levels upstream. So it just keeps building out this ecosystem within our platform that gets stronger and more capable with every release.
Yeah, this is stuff that I totally want to take. We could do a whole separate podcast on all this stuff. So, Morgan, I'm going to have you back for sure. And we're going to take a deeper dive into this later in the year. Does that sound good?
That sounds fantastic.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to hold you to that. Morgan, it has been so great visiting with you today and getting your perspectives and insights on RevRec and really just everything that we've got going on. It's definitely exciting times at Billing Platform. As always, with the Revenue Podcast, we want to connect with you. Visit our Billing Platform social media pages or check out our business website at www.billingplatform.com. And make sure you check out our next podcast as well as our AI podcast series. You don't want to miss a single episode. We'll be back with new topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue next time. Thank you so much for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.